patrolling the Sagittine Sector, which is at the corner of the Romulan Klingon Federation in Federation Space.
People who want to play Spider Commander people aren't here ever.
That's true. And you know, this adventure. Well, actually, you might do all right with this adventure.
Hey, Captain, what am I thinking?
Whack!
I'm thinking you want to go to break.
I'm already there.
I'm thinking you should talk to the captain. She's desperate.
She's busy.
So the ship's moved here.
Moved where?
Closer to the Klingon border.
Right on. Okay.
To make sure, just in case, this is Klingon Civil War.
Okay.
Make sure the Klingons don't do anything.
Right. Civil War. Again?
Well,
this is the original one.
This is the original one.
Okay.
And so, eventually, though, after a couple of days of non-eventful duty.
Oh, wait. So, yeah. Hold on a second. How do you get skills? Unused EXP.
I have 3. Can I get the ability to shoot? If it turns out I already have the ability to shoot, and then I spend my points somewhere else?
Yeah.
Okay, can I do that with 3 X points?
I thought everybody got energy weapon phaser going through the academy.
You got like 5 or 6 of those skills.
Yeah.
And some people did not, like, just about everybody has, you know, Federation law, but I don't think we would ever do that.
You don't have to. You know your enemy. That's my enemy. My enemy here.
How many points do I need to spend to get that?
If you need it, you can spend all your 3 points.
What does that mean?
When you get Federation law, you
start with regulations.
I'll have that either.
You can spend 3 points.
Law.
Yeah. Energy weapons phaser at 1.
Okay. Should I write that down now?
When you need it.
Okay. All right. Won't need it this adventure. I leave my gun at home.
Could be.
Hey, we didn't bring guns on the last one.
That's true.
You're not supposed to. They're threatening. They're fighting the natives.
Yep.
This time will be different. Can't have, you know, the same adventure every week.
So that planet decided to join the Federation, or what?
Well, they're working it out, so they're closer. I mean, they both want to join the Federation.
Uh-huh.
They just wanted a unified government. They couldn't decide on what to do for that. All right, so after a couple of days, the captain calls you in. You 4.
4 is the right number for an awakening, right?
Perfect, I guess.
It's a great number. So she says, there has been a situation on the planet the Brock, which is a few hours away from here, and we're the closest starship. The Brock is a primitive, relatively primitive world. Its inhabitants recently evolved space travel about 20 years ago.
They're members of the Federation?
They're not members of the Federation. We contact them. We have established relationships with them for the last 20 years.
So the Prime Directive stuff doesn't count?
To a certain extent, no.
Okay.
Actually, Prime Directive itself does not count.
Okay.
What counts is that they're not a Federation member.
Okay.
They have argued for the last 20 years on whether or not to join the Federation. Different factions have been crowing against them. So right now they're an independent world. We have an ambassador there and a team trying to get them into the Federation. It's the Outer Federation space. 9 hours ago, a group of terrorists the inhabitants of the Brock are frog-like people.
Frog-like?
Frog-like.
Very frog-like.
Very
frog-like,
not just
frog-like.
Like that,
frog-like. Oh,
not frog-like.
Okay.
They're both bullywugs from D&D.
They're frogs.
So 9 hours ago, a group of terrorists calling themselves the All-Amphibian Revolutionary People's Front.
Oh, Vivian, Revolution, Arkham.
Really?
Yeah.
Broke into the presidential palace and tried to kidnap the ambassador.
The Starfleet ambassador?
Yeah. Federation ambassador.
Uh-huh.
Although they did not kidnap Ambassador Isabel Schaller, they did manage to take three of her assistants for hostage.
No, so I guess they're not full
hostage. Well, that's just a...
They will be
a few welcome centers, I'm sure.
See, our life in fact,
they're terrorists. They don't care who they attack.
They're... the planet has a lot of water, and it's pretty swampy. They have a strict embargo on energy weapons or high tech items.
I'm gonna go ahead and guess I'm not gonna need that skill.
But the revolutionary use disruptors.
So we should smuggle
to break
stuff
in. Therefore, the President Kruger. Has asked for Federation aid to deal with the terrorists because they have weapons and the local bill.
What's the traditional weapon of the Frog people of Den F4?
They have pistols. Slug throwers.
Primitive.
These guys have space flight? Fuck.
So you will go down to meet President Kruger, his marshal, Gerber.
Come on, try with the straight face, though.
You should have seen him having the captain come on the roof.
Oh, my.
He kept cracking himself up.
Your primary mission there is to rescue the hostages. Find and rescue the hostages.
And that's about it.
The secondary mission is to find how the Harpoon is getting high tech weapons.
Klingon.
And third is peace and goodwill for all Prog Klingons.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
Standard
Federation.
I do a great Romulan disguise. That comes up. Apparently.
Who uses the kind of weapons they're we're seeing with?
They were Klingon disruptors.
Yeah, but so the Romulans did it, right?
Obviously,
yeah.
Although
I think broke elements in the Federation.
Unless it's what they want us to think.
The terrorists have demanded the withdrawal of all Federation presence from the planet within the next 96 hours. They will execute the hostages.
Right on.
So that gives. By the time you get there, you'll have a little over 3 days.
Okay.
To solve the problem.
We're going there to...
I'm
going to
go ahead and write down stims on my sheet, if that's all right.
All right.
So we can do stim 3 days, no problem, right? Just like exams?
You can probably do that.
Okay.
It makes me a bit edgy. That'll be fine, I'm sure.
Actually, yeah, but
a little less peaceful.
Yeah.
We will.
You will
have
to pay to get these.
All the presidents have asked for you to be on the planet. He hasn't actually, told the rest of the council.
But we have proof that we were asked, right?
Yeah, but you have proof you were asked. You will be smuggled in on board the Federation, the freighter that's supposed to take all the people off the planet.
Man, I haven't been in a frog suit since my wedding night.
You're married?
No.
At least not you can remember.
Yeah.
There are also other races there, so you will be disguised as like Turek or something.
Okay.
I throw my diplomacy.
I'll wear a jaunty hat.
This planet has a I would be.
So that's what you really want in the Federation.
So it is.
Man, imperative. It's always
imperative that you do not antagonize the population.
So,
you really want to
so if we get caught, we're supposed to deny the Federation.
Is that right?
Well, depends what you get caught doing.
Okay.
We get caught saving hostages.
No, that's fine.
Didn't we take some Klingon or Romulan weapons off those Klingons and Romulans we fought? Can we use those as our blasters?
Can we turn those into this command starship?
Can I make some sort of espionage roll in terms of what kind of supplies and stuff we should could bring in to disguise our origin?
All right.
Right on.
I've got espionage. Might as well use it. I assume it's not traffic analysis.
Nope.
Which I don't actually know what it is. But it involves stop signs.
Can you bring in spies on spy mission?
None of them are actually human, right?
No.
So, we'll put it off then.
We're a pretty good non-Federation looking group. Different races and we get along. Therefore, you know. So what should I roll?
So that's an intellect roll, espionage.
Okay, just straight espionage.
Sure.
What kind of race are you, Eric?
I'm some sort of cat.
You were disguised as a Romulan.
apparently, brilliantly so.
Well done. Maybe you were disguised as their pet. Did that cat get bigger?
I don't know.
Let's talk about the plant.
Maybe it's a bear. It's making itself
big. Yeah. Is that taking pictures of our documents? Even pets can have a hobby.
Yeah, they're curious.
You have to kill the cat. Okay, logic or perception?
Do we ever get to use those?
Never for any reason.
One of the problems with the system is you have to ask every time. Okay. Well, that's a good sign. 12, 13. That'd be pretty good.
Okay.
Whatever I was doing.
Yeah.
I say you guys all need tribal scarring.
Okay.
Oh, you got it.
Crystal will be in charge. You can outfit your team however you need.
Okay.
Klingon suffers.
All the commanders are always in the damn sick bay.
Yep. Too much farting. That Vulcan.
Yeah.
Him and his wild women. So,
Public Vulcans, they don't ever do strength leadership stuff.
True. Farther and farther away. Alright, so you should try to decide what kind of equipment you want there.
Okay, that's what he was rolling for.
That's true. Pretty much.
What kind of equipment do we want to take?
I don't know, but I rolled really high.
Espionage guy.
I rolled 2 sixes.
Well, pretty much whatever you decide, you know, Eric will find a way to get that on the planet.
Alright. So I want to.
You got final word on what you guys can say, keeping in mind mission parameters. Keep a relatively low profile, but be able to handle terrorists.
Okay, so tourists.
You
know.
You have that book, Kev?
Klingon weapons. Serial numbers filed way up.
Yep.
Untraceable.
Okay.
So you want Klingon Disruptor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a different, slightly different.
Yeah, it's a little energy weapon.
Yeah,
it's
a little energy.
I think you can't reduce those and make them stun.
Yeah, they have stun.
Do they?
They have less stun.
I want one of those. We want to bring a tricorder and a medical tricorder.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can get like small versions of those.
Okay.
Obviously, communicators.
Yeah. You got those little fancy ones, right? Okay. I suggest not the ones that have the little sparks on them.
Yeah.
Which is more upside down here.
Yeah, yeah, no,
the
V.
No. We're the Vulcan. We just get,
I don't know, is there any sort of tourism industry on this planet?
There are, well, there are a lot of merchants and sort of non-tourists. You know, people are interested.
Look for someone named Nigel. Or Dala?
I want to, well, if we're supposed to be tourists, we should bring some, like, maps and pamphlets and crap.
Cameras.
Okay.
Or were we better off?
Except, we don't bring those. We get them there.
Cameras.
For an itinerary.
Cameras and
cameras.
We'll mock up some, like, trip and itineraries.
Yeah, sure. And cameras.
Yeah, or answers.
What would you call plus something that saws, that cuts through a door so we can get in?
Disruptors
do that?
Yeah. I just find they're pretty good at that.
Eating utensils?
Doors? I don't know.
Those have
warm weather clothing and bug repellent.
We do need in the communicators, and we do need to have something basically, which is a get out of jail free. We are really Federation if we get called by people who will actually let us go.
We're supposed to have one of those.
Well, that's what we need to smuggle in. And a communicator. We can have like a set of communicators for like just ourselves, and then one communicator that's like,
talk to the ship.
So that, and we're really Federation agents. We need in an easily disposable form, really small.
That's my equipment. Bottom.
Okay. The discovery, the crisis, all this, hostage crisis is in effect.
If we're supposed to be random thugs, maybe we should have some mismatching equipment.
The local government has added, all military warships out of the system.
I'm sorry, what?
The local government has asked all military warships out of the system.
Okay.
So you will be out of communicator range. There is a subspace receiver.
Yeah, but we can use the one to alert the ambassador.
The ambassador has a subspace receiver.
Okay.
So at least we want one that will get to the ambassador.
But basically, we'll be over here waiting.
Okay, great.
After 3 days, you don't hear back from us.
Assume that, we did fine.
But the days will be like hours.
What do you mean by that?
What? You didn't say fight his book.
Those Vulcan mind tricks.
So what kind of things do you want?
Type 2.
I thought we went to clean out the disruptors. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The
yep. Standard service.
Standard. Do you want any...
Don't they have type 2 Klingon disruptors?
Yeah, 21. There's only one type of kill.
We want standard military. Great.
But, standard disruptors do look like guns.
The what?
Klingon disruptors do look like guns.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cool.
So you might... you could take phasers, type 1 phasers, or you can take miniaturized phasers.
What I'd prefer to do is
backup if you want.
Can we disguise the Klingon disruptors as flag throwers?
Cameras.
And what throwers?
Flag throwers.
Oh. Cameras.
Okay. So you fire them, they'll be fine.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no problem with that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey, I do have
some. Oh, once again,
turn it off. Yeah, but we're going to smuggle them in anyway. Once we're on the planet.
I want a mini phaser. We could bring mini phasers that look like cameras.
Yeah, cameras.
We got backup instructors already.
Backup. Those don't want to take your camera away.
A backup weapon.
I want a backup weapon.
I take your first weapon. We're going to be in interrogation 3 days anyway.
Let me tell you what I'm thinking. I think I want a backup weapon. I know you can't tell. That's what I'm thinking.
I'll hide a file in my butt, just in case
you I also hire a hide a file in Wu's butt.
Can I do that too?
Pretty crowded in there, Wu.
I go for
it.
sort of Kegel exercises, because I want a spare file.
Oh, my God. Exactly. Start working on it there. I want you to be able to bend over and shoot me my file.
Exactly.
You might not be able to catch it.
I'll snatch it out of the air.
Exactly.
It'll be slippery.
No! If you do it right, do it just the right amount of pressure, you can shoot it out and clean it up.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we want?
Oh, for the secondary phasers, we'll bring miniature ones, but we'll bring it in parts.
Okay.
As camera parts.
Whatever. Smuggle it in as extra things attached to the camera that you can just take off the camera and then build
the attachments.
Yeah.
It's plastic.
It's a flash.
Oh, hey, I want to, instead of my PADD with law and history loaded, I want a PADD with their law and history loaded.
All right.
Good idea.
I normally have my own, so I can
okay, look so
up
who's gonna hold,
I think you're going to have to lose
it. Yeah, I want an engineer.
Who's going to hold on to a standard medical tricorder?
I will.
Okay.
Since I actually have medical science.
I'll take the regular tricorder.
And he's got a science one, so.
Okay. You got a science tricorder?
Yeah, normally.
Okay.
Okay, ready to go?
Okay.
I'm going to try to get a...
I'm going to look really stiff.
We shouldn't...
I want to look up what's very trendy in their culture these days. For you know, like big collars, yellows.
You know, slime.
Slime? Just dripping slime?
Yeah. We should get some of their local currency. Or trade fodder.
Right.
Okay.
And
actually, their local currency could get us arrested in worse ways. So maybe trade fodder.
My I wouldn't even worry about that so much. I don't think that's gonna help so much. Other than
it might help us.
Well, some sort of
bribe money. The guide who takes us out to the stronghold.
Yeah. I'm thinking our battle plan ought to be we're anti-federation flies.
Cool.
But some sort of money is still useful.
Yeah. Sure. We want to have them whip up the same thing that we've got, saying we're feds. We want the same thing, saying we're Romulan agents.
Okay.
And something that a frog will believe.
Yeah, oh, wait. Sure. If we think they're actually Romulan agents there, then they would say, no, you're not. Is there some other culture who...
No. If it's actually Romulan agents, then we've already gotten to the right place.
We're
really Romulan agents, show us the other Romulan agents. That would be cool.
Okay.
We're here to meet our comrade.
Fair enough. You're the spy. What's the code word? You know.
Well, what is the Romulan disguise?
Wow.
Yeah,
he's the spy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What I know is that the amount of planning is directly proportional to the amount of trouble the actual thing occurs.
Right.
The less planning, the easier it goes.
It's doing nothing. It's
well, cool.
I'll just dress like a Betazoid, because tourists usually dress like where they come from, rather than where they're going.
Not unless they've got good fashion.
Sure.
A lot of people try and dress like the natives.
You can look down upon
but the natives are frogs.
Yeah, I can dress like a frog. Especially if it's a highly cultured frog.
No.
No?
Well, usually like harnesses. They will pay us, apparently.
Oh, they should. Excellent. Kim's looking at white picture. It's got a harness and a pants, so that's what they wear.
I tell you, in my research, I found that they jam an afghan halfway up their bones.
And they trail it around.
It's simulating plumage.
Yeah. And the larger the afghan, the more important they are.
Right. You should be important.
Oh, yeah, but who's the one with the file?
Fine.
Can you see an afghan up there, too?
Make some room.
Just suck one of those files up a little farther. Okay, we get on our little trading ship.
All right, so you go in the freighter. you traveler.
I do my best to. I want some sort of a sleeping kind of pill too.
All right.
How many hours will it take on going on the freighter to get there?
Dozen hours.
I'm gonna take a sleeping pill, so I sleep right up until I leap off the ship.
All right.
So we're because
I plan to be up for 3 days straight, running through the jungle.
Me too. But
I tell everyone that.
But I'm gonna pay attention to all the people on the trading ships in case there's other people smuggling on at the same time. We'll basically do the standard thing where we'll like change our money in for local currency and stuff like that.
Okay, Kevin, I just added two things to my list. Energy bars, water purification tablet.
Okay.
Times four.
No, just for me. You can for yourself.
There, all right. Times four.
You don't have to carry them. That's what the data bikes were.
Me, Tarzan, Eugene.
Is this one of those male dominant frog societies where the women carry everything? Yeah. We should do like the local. Sorry, my girlfriend that in this game, whatever her name was, pushed me around the line.
Your nemesis.
Yeah, my nemesis.
Yeah.
Okay. You're actually looking at people.
Yeah.
So go ahead and make a.
Espionage
roll you.
I like this guy. I roll these over. Oh, well. 7.
Okay. Mostly technicians and stuff.
Feel the tourists.
Well, actually, no one appears.
Three people next to you seem suspicious.
Yeah.
One's asleep.
Can you have 20 years, like, both of them? You laugh too much.
So any races I wouldn't expect?
No. Pretty much they're all technicians and stuff. People on the freighter.
Oh, so they're crew?
Yeah, crew.
I will distinguish who is crew and who isn't, so, and watch everyone when they disembark.
Okay.
Because it's a job of security and whatever the hell I am, to be paranoid.
Basically?
No. Yes. I mean, I'm flowers. Do you like some flowers? Telegram.
Watch.
Enjoy.
I'm a dolphin, man.
Well, you are the only non-screw people on the board.
Okay.
Right on.
Okay, that makes it easy.
That doesn't make it easy.
We're only non-what?
Crew.
Okay.
So, but I just want to make sure none of the regular crew checks check us out overly hard or goes on course to somebody when we get there.
So you land them.
Are all the crew frogs?
Federation. Okay.
So all humans, okay.
Yeah.
Humans.
No, humans are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why are we together?
We can't live with them. It's
where
are
they?
Wait,
traveling.
We want a traveling
mind troop.
Some sort of tour group, official tour group with a tourist package thing. You know what I mean?
There's a traveling group.
Okay. Set up. Kill you.
I'm Roy Orbison.
I'm George Harrison.
I'll be fine.
All right. So you land at the.
I don't think Bob was a traveling Willard.
Small spaceport.
Really?
Not John.
Oh, that's true. That leaves you with what? Johnny Cash? Top 10? Oh.
Melhaw. I miss Melhaw.
Either that or that guy from ELO. But.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. No one knows his name.
Yeah, from ELO.
You land at the spaceport, and the crew gets out and starts working on the ship. There is a frog. To see, the tourist.
The custom frog?
So he helps up on board.
How stereotypical.
What? You all?
It's a big buggy frog guy.
Yeah. I wish he'd blink.
I'll make him blink.
Are they human sized?
No.
He's got a couple electrodes to his leg on that blink.
So
like my size?
Tolerant? You're a little taller than him.
No. Like other people.
Yeah. A strong leg.
Not bad. But they're tasty. I mean,
I'm Liz. I am assistant to the President Trigger.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I thought Berger was assistant to Professor Berger.
So this guy knows we're here?
He's a marshal, yes.
Okay.
So I get him to tell him to travel.
I'm here to take your, to meet the President.
I look around for people observing this exchange.
I ask him, do we need to be present or can we just go about our business? Going to be present might be really obvious.
Assuming we're not. Well, I assume we're not going to be meeting with his office or something.
I'm willing to bet with you.
That's not what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. The President would like to talk to you.
Wonderful.
Federation representatives.
Lead away.
Okay.
Alright,
I feel well rested. But I'm sticky.
You are, kind of. Well, you're looking at
Gurren. So you're taking on one of the. They have some kind of.
I was watching all of them. It was one of the crew.
You're taking on this, like, crawler vehicle?
No. Humans.
That only seems to have like one speed, so it goes, and it goes about walking speed.
Okay. But it's good for getting through swamps.
Yeah, but the main capital city is actually on a shell.
Okay, is it sealed?
No.
Okay.
So it's open to the sky. But it's on a shell, so, and then just swamp around.
Wait, you don't look like Vanguard today.
No.
Okay,
can we check into our hotel first?
I think we did. He's made us at our rooms.
No,
he came onto the show.
He came onto the show, okay.
I asked him to take us to our first hotel to check in first.
He says, there are quarters for you at the palace.
No, we arranged separate quarters. We'll say, we'll go there, and then we'll go to the palace.
I understand, you are honored guest.
Great.
Why would you want
to
stay
in the hotel? Why don't we go to the palace tour first? Oh boy.
Why don't we go see what happens. Maybe we'll hear on a different mission.
Are the history of these people, are they a stupid or are they all dear?
They get space travel, man. Yeah. Apparently, they have their ships with really strong legs. I like the bugs that part of the space.
So, you drive through the city. It's most of the structures are like mud and straw huts. But they're really, big, you build a... Well, yeah. I mean, you build one and then you add onto it, generation after generation. Mm-hmm. So, some of these are, like, blocks, like a block size. And then they're also, like, more modern buildings and stuff. There are fewer, more recent constructions.
You use things like metal?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, lots of fog is going around in, 760s. So eventually you get to the palace. In the compound. You drive in and someone says the President will be waiting for you in the bath. So you should all change.
The bath. Okay.
Change into what?
Do you have outfits for us?
Swim togs, I believe.
We can
bomb.
There are outfits. Well, there are.
Frog outfits.
We can get you a human outfit.
Those are very uncomfortable. My tail is
corner.
I think I have a tail. Do I have a tail?
Yes.
Okay.
But outfits are a little fake, you know what I mean? There's a reason they feel the need to conquer the universe.
A little constrained.
Okay, so where do we change where the outfit is?
So it takes you to your rooms.
And we all have rooms. Okay.
Yep, you all have rooms.
Are these rooms secure? Ask him.
I look at my tricard to see if they're bugged.
Where's the tricard room? Have they in the Federation part of the palace?
Okay. Are there Federation guards guarding
the
Federation area of the palace?
Yes. There are, there are a couple,
six
security people. There's some security people.
I asked the security people that can leave items in my room, or where do I put things for secure storage?
You can leave them in your room. We have lock boxes and security stations.
Okay.
If you have anything really valuable, in general. I mean, we're already in the palace.
And you're guarding.
That didn't stop the fraud from kidnapping those three people.
The system.
I don't know. I don't do this.
Sure.
That's the problem.
So,
Six. Three on the switch. You just removed it.
Yeah. Six on the tripod.
You do not expect any sort of problem.
Wait.
Okay, so exactly where we're supposed to change it to?
I saw that.
There are like some suits.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can handle some suits.
Let's see. Okay, so we get to go meet the president.
Wow.
You don't have to be a mind reader to tell what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking you get this twisted thing for frogs.
Hottie in a swimsuit.
Sicko.
So we're coming back after a while. Right this way.
So we're all in swimsuits.
In the house.
Okay.
I think we're starting off the mission on the wrong
Do we have robes?
Yeah.
Do I have a little like signature that says like you know the palace so we can steal it later?
No.
Okay. I want. I'm gonna grab my. Mess kit or something, and I'll jam my my mini phaser in there.
Okay.
Oh no, it's disguised as a camera. Is that right?
Yeah, it's parts on your camera. You can really take off the flash,
so
take off the strap.
Not like
off
a camera can actually shoot right off the bat.
Yeah.
All right. I'll.
That'll be cool.
Wait, no, I will take my camera.
Before
I
want to
take pictures of the president. I bring my camera and my
little soul. You little soul.
And I put Stims in my robe.
I
know I'm going to be running through the jungle in a swimsuit.
I guess
I get my camera and Stims, and I take it into the bathroom.
That's all you need. I'll go a little more relaxed than that.
Okay.
Oh,
I'll take the files out.
You know, I've been on Stims for a while, and I'm not as wired as you, Dave.
I was sleeping.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. You're still edgy.
All right, so you get down, like a couple floors down to the bath area. It's actually a big dome building.
Oh, I requested enough stims for all four of us.
Okay,
yeah,
keep them for yourself.
Yeah. Well, if you guys actually want them, I didn't see them, but that's the way I have extra when we get back.
Yeah.
I was kind of planning on sleeping.
Yeah, feel free. I actually just requested them so I could have them later.
So, Kev, I'm going to bring... bottle of water, tablets, dims, and the mini phaser.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. President.
So it leads you to the, it's a big enclosed room with lots of, like, trees and shrubbery and stuff, and then there's a big bath area, like, kind of steam water. So in the bath area are two frogs and the ambassador.
And do the cannonball.
Is the ambassador human?
Yes. Well,
sort of.
Alphas, which are human.
Okay.
Basically. Okay. I can't tell y'all. They smell a little different, though.
Careless.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
Okay. So there are two frogs and a human in a big pool?
Yep.
Great.
And the ambassador waves you over.
I go into the pool.
I do a cannonball.
Sure. I'll hang my robe up
okay.
with all my stuff in it. And then go in the pool.
Big mistake.
What am I doing? Put my camera in the pool.
That's smart.
three. I'm President. Frederick.
How are you spelling that? You don't. I mean, I don't ask him that, but.
H R apostrophe G R T. Per. Pleased to welcome you to our world. I hope you can find these terrorists and rescue your Federation comrade.
Okay. I'll introduce myself and my team. We're here
really
to do what we can.
With a pack team.
It's really better if you don't know already.
What are we doing here? I don't say this is as good as we can.
So,
but I do look angrily at the ambassador.